by. No success hide. Days pass by. No progress light. Days pass by. No perfection delight. What has punctured your joy? Not your volcano anger, not your venom doubt, not your mountain pride, but your insecurity and God wanted you to go to Him untouched, but what you did, you know. You went to God unchanged. You are now more than ready, because your aspiration bird is flying high above your mind's binding and blinding confusion cloud. This world has hurled not one, not two, but three insults at me. You do not love God. We do not need you. We are totally sick of you. My sound life tells me what I eventually can become. My silence life tells me who I eternally am. What has God given me? A beautiful heart. What shall I give Him? A soulful face. O Bible, the Savior will take away all my sins. But will you not take away my little worries, at least? O Bible, the Savior will take away all my sins. Can you not take away my little worries, at least? Even His enemies have forgotten Him totally, now that He has fallen off the aspiration tree. God sees Him in a totally different way than the way he sees himself. God sees him as another God. Each ignorance night is a proud wave. Each knowledge day is a calm sea. We see the face of liberty only when we become the heart of luminosity. Silence clings to his heart's aspiration cry. Silence clings to his life's gratitude flames. The beginning finds the end. Love finds oneness flower. Oneness flower finds satisfaction fruit. When I laugh at my streaming tears, God gives me his own beaming smiles. No way to influence God, no way to deceive God, but many ways not only to realize God, but also to become God. In heaven, the souls are placed according to their self-giving. Man serving and God loving deeds performed here on earth. Because he is God's representative here on earth, he is as careful with everybody's heart as he is with his own. In vain my mind is searching for truth. In pain my heart is crying for light. I think of God because I need him unavoidably. God thinks of me because he loves me. Sleeplessly plus unconditionally, A disciplined life is a favorite instrument of God. What do I expect from my prayers? An exquisitely pure life. What do I expect from my meditations? A radiant and spotless heart. As you have every right to live in this world, even so the world has every right to teach you and perfect your life. First, become a perfect lamb-like follower. Then only can you become a perfect lion-like leader. How can he be alive when his faith is not alive? How can he be perfect when his aspiration is not perfect? You have lost to truth. That means God has finally and permanently won the victory in you and for you. My Lord, my Lord, I need your heart, therefore I love your eye. My child, I love your heart, therefore I need your life. You want to change your life, but you do not want to change the process of your thinking. If you want guidance, then look up with a pure heart. If you want guidance, then look within with a doubt-freed mind. I shall always maintain my image of self-perfection for the full satisfaction of my beloved Supreme. The main problem with this mind is this. It thinks that it can advise God about creating a better world. My Lord Supreme, do grant me a boon. Before I reach you, do allow my gratitude heart to precede me. A questioning mind cannot give an unaspiring heart cannot receive. I simply do not want to remember my earth pilgrimage. Do you want to know why? Because during my earth pilgrimage, I completely ruined my own beautiful body. In the morning, my Lord comes to me with his eyes silver sound. In the evening, my Lord comes to me with his heart's golden silence. What confession actually needs is the transcendental illumination and not the universal compassion. Delight is an unlimited capacity which our heart has and our soul eternally is. If I feel love inside your heart, how can I see ugliness on your face? God is within me, therefore I am precious. God is for me, therefore I am courageous. When you keep your mind on earth, you become an object of pity. When you send your mind to heaven, you become one of the true immortals. Every time I run away from you and come back, I see your eyes more illumining than before, and I feel your heart more forgiving than before. Every day is the right day for the right person, and that right person is the unconditional God lover. In the spiritual life, a true millionaire is he who is a free and cheerful giver of his most precious time. If you keep your proud mouth shut, God Himself will reward you far beyond the flight of your imagination. This is my day. I love it. This is my morning God hour. I need it. This is my supreme moment. And I am it. My heart's childlike soulfulness is my life's godlike fullness. If you fear God, then you do not have to fear anybody. But if you love God, then you also have to love everybody. Only a God-intoxicated man knows that God's compassion ocean can never be emptied. God's compassion was once beyond the need of my desired life. God's compassion now is the only need of my aspiration life. True, I do not have the capacity to touch God's compassion feet, but I do have the capacity to feel God's forgiveness heart. God sees me in a totally different way than the way I see myself. He sees me as another God. Supreme, Supreme, I bow to Thee, I bow to Thee, I bow.